1. The Maurantia Temple. The presence of a Maurantia temple at the capital of an inhabited world is the certificate of the admission of such a sphere to the settled ages of light and life. Before the teacher sons leave a world at the conclusion of their terminal mission, they inaugurate this final epoch of evolutionary attainment. They preside on that day when the holy temple comes down upon earth. This event, signalizing the dawn of the era of light and life, is always honored by the personal presence of the paradise bestowal son of that planet, who comes to witness this great day. There in this temple of unparalleled beauty, this bestowal son of paradise proclaims the long-time planetary prince as the new planetary sovereign and invests such a faithful Lenonandek son with new powers and extended authority over planetary affairs. The system sovereign is also present and speaks in confirmation of these pronouncements. A Maurantia temple has three parts. Centermost is the sanctuary of the paradise bestowal son. On the right is the seat of the former planetary prince, now planetary sovereign, and when present in the temple, this Lenonandek son is visible to the more spiritual individuals of the realm. On the left is the seat of the acting chief of Phenalators attached to the planet. Although the planetary temples have been spoken of as coming down from heaven, in reality, no actual material is transported from the system headquarters. The architecture of each is worked out in miniature on the system capital, and the Maurantia power supervisors subsequently bring these approved plans to the planet. Here, in association with the master physical controllers, they proceed to build the Maurantia temple according to specifications. The average Maurantia temple seats about 300,000 spectators. These edifices are not used for worship, play, or for receiving broadcasts. They are devoted to the special ceremonies of the planet, such as communications with the system sovereign or with the Most Highs, special visualization ceremonies designed to reveal the personality presence of spirit beings, and silent cosmic contemplation. The schools of cosmic philosophy here conduct their graduation exercises, and here also do the mortals of the realm receive planetary recognition for achievements of high social service and for other outstanding attainments. Such a Maurantia temple also serves as the place of assembly for witnessing the translation of living mortals to the Maurantia existence. It is because the translation temple is composed of Maurantia material that it is not destroyed by the blazing glory of the consuming fire which so completely obliterates the physical bodies of those mortals who therein experience final fusion with their divine adjusters. On a large world, these departure flares are almost continuous, and as the number of translations increases, subsidiary Maurantia life shrines are provided in different areas of the planet. Not long since, I sojourned on a world in the far north whereon 25 Maurantia shrines were functioning. On pre-settled worlds, planets without Maurantia temples, these fusion flashes many times occur in the planetary atmosphere, where the material body of a translation candidate is elevated by the midway creatures and the physical controllers.